This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is determined to continue supporting Ukraine, according to U.S. President Joe Biden, despite what appears to be cracks in Congress and the NATO alliance, with Slovakia's new elected leader expressing doubts over continuing as nation support. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
On Monday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told VOA that the administration remains determined amid this domestic pressure and concerns from the newly elected leader of NATO member Slovakia, who campaigned that he would not send a single bullet to Ukraine from the state stocks. Jean-Pierre.
NATO alliance, it's the strongest that it's ever been because of what this president's leadership has been. We're going to continue to certainly have those conversations with our partners and allies. But look, and I said this earlier, it does not help. It does not help what we see House Republicans doing.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, hosting European foreign ministers in Kyiv on Monday, said unity is crucial. Anita Powell, VOA News.
There could soon be an international boost on the ground to help combat the violence in Haiti. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The UN Security Council has voted to send a multinational force to Haiti, led by Kenya, to help combat violent gangs plaguing the country. The resolution drafted by the United States was approved with 13 votes in favor and 2 abstentions from Russia and China.
No votes against. The draft resolution has been adopted as Resolution 2699-2023.
The resolution authorizes the force to deploy for 1 year with a review after 9 months. It would mark the first time a force has been deployed to Haiti since a UN-approved mission nearly 20 years ago. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union's foreign policy chief led a delegation of top diplomats on an unannounced visit to Kyiv and dismissed concerns about political tension in the bloc over its long-term support for Ukraine's fight against Russia. Monday's meeting between EU and Ukrainian diplomats was largely symbolic. Joseph Borrell said that it demonstrated the EU's clear commitment to Ukraine in its 19-month-long war. At a news conference in the Ukrainian capital, he said he did not see any EU member folding on their engagement. U.S. Speaker Kevin McCarthy is facing an extraordinary referendum on his leadership of the House after Representative Matt Gaetz, a longtime critic, moved to launch a vote to oust him from the helm. Gaetz, a far-right Republican from the state of Florida, rose in the chamber Monday as the House was almost done for the day to file the motion. McCarthy responded minutes later on social media saying, "Bring it on." Former U.S. President Donald Trump denounced the civil fraud case over his business practices on Monday, which could cost him control of Trump Tower and other prized properties. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
Trump made a voluntary trip to New York for a trial that has high stakes for him. He said the case against him is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time.
It's a scam. It's a sham. Just so you know, my financial statements are phenomenal.
New York Attorney General Letitia James suit accuses Trump and his company of deceiving banks, insurers, and others by habitually lying about his wealth and financial statements. Judge Arthur Engoron already has ruled that Trump committed fraud in his business dealings. It is a non-jury trial, so the judge will decide on 6 other claims in the lawsuit. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
For decades, Armenia and Azerbaijan fought bitterly over Nagorno-Karabakh, and last week, after a fierce assault in mid-September, Azerbaijan won. More than 100,000 residents, almost the entire ethnic Armenian population, fled to Armenia. But as VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from near the Armenia border with Azerbaijan, many feared that the war drove them out. It's not over.
Azerbaijani officials sometimes call this part of Armenia part of the historical lands of Azerbaijan, provoking ire from Armenian officials. And even teenagers train in military tactics in this region, preparing for possible battles they believe could come to their towns and villages. But families who recently fled their homes also blame the governments of Artsakh and Armenia and Russian peacekeepers for failing to protect them and their land. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Ishkhanasar and Kornitzor, Armenia.
More than 100 dolphins have died in the Brazilian Amazon rainforest in the past week due to severe drought, and many more could be affected if water temperatures remain high. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.